four. We are joined today by representatives of the four campus political parties, or the four parties on campus, I should say. And joining us from the PCs is Grant. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning.
From the Greens is Chris.
Good morning, Mike.
From the NDP is Dan.
Good morning.
And from the Liberals is Chike.
Good morning, Mike.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give each of them 90 seconds or so to sort of state their party's main planks. And from there, we will just go into sort of a general discussion about what the election's about and what it should be about and all those other things. So again, I'm just going to start in which the order I see them. Grant, tell us a bit about the Progressive Conservatives.
Well, thanks, Mike. As many know, our leader is John Tory, kind of an ironic name. and this election for us is about truth, leadership, and fairness. The McGuinty Liberals have spent over... their spending has gone up over $22.4 billion today, more than it was just 4 years ago. That's $4,500 in new spending for every household in Ontario every year. So Ontarians are paying so much more, and we're getting less than we were promised. Dalton McGuinty promised no new taxes and raised income taxes to record levels. He promised to shut down our coal plants, but the plants are still open, and no technology has been added on them to clean up the air coming out of them. Dalton McGuinty promised fair funding for children with autism and actually went to court to fight the families who tried to get him to keep that promise. And that's just the beginning. Like, we have a fair, we have a health tax, which is completely unfair. It's regressive, and I don't even know where to start on that health tax. I'm sure I'll get into it more later. But we have these taxes that are named after things like the health tax, and the money doesn't go into health. We have the gas tax revenue, which is supposed to go into infrastructure development, and the money just goes into the provincial revenue pot, and we have no idea where it's spent. So we're talking about truth in taxes, we're talking about leadership, and we're talking about fairness. And that's our key points in this platform.
Thank you, Grant. I reset the watch. from the Greens, Chris.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you for having us on your show. It's a great pleasure to be here this morning. With the Greens, pretty much our platform, first and foremost, we'd like to stop climate change. We would like to achieve a 6% reduction by emissions below 1990 levels by 2010 to help meet Canada's Kyoto obligations and 80% by 2050. We'd also like to make Ontario more energy self-sufficient. The GPO's target for 2020 is to reduce our peak energy usage by 50%. Per capita, or lower it to 60% of projected consumption. We'd also like to better the education system. Right now, our plan is we'd like to merge the Roman Catholic and public school boards to eliminate duplications that are seen today, and which would save $500 million and improve quality of education. We'd also like to make our communities more sustainable and more local. So pretty much we would go about policy promoting things like work where you live, buy local goods, support public transit, and low-impact solutions to strengthen our communities. But most importantly, the Greens, what we really are pushing for and what we are striving for is the implementation of electoral reform. So we'd like to see the change into an MMP system.
And thank you, Chris. From the NDP, Dan.
Well, thanks, Mike. I think this election is about getting Ontarians a fair deal. And by a fair deal, we mean, like, when we see taxes, that when you have to raise taxes amongst the population, that everybody sees a raise. I think what we saw in the Liberal government, taxes went up for average and working families, but we didn't see those same tax increases for higher-income families or for corporates, banks, corporate insurance companies so far. We actually saw an elimination of capital corporate tax, and we're not seeing the same raises in banks' taxes or in insurance company taxes. We're talking about, say, getting a fair deal on education, which means rather than, say, debating a whole bunch about religious schools, we actually talk about changing the funding formula, so we're not having these class sizes in education where you're high 30s in your classes and you're not getting adequate resources to ESL students. So we need to do something about that. And we also need to talk about rolling back tuition fees to 2003 levels so that students that are graduating university aren't entering the job market with these loads of debts and unable to, you know, start from a fair point. The other thing we're talking about is getting a fair wage for working for working Ontarians. And that means, I think, from our standpoint, getting a $10 minimum wage implemented not over the next 3 years, but right now. We're seeing in the United Kingdom, their minimum wage is about the equivalent of $10 in pounds, and they're not having a problem with it. And it's about getting a fair deal on the environment so that we have a clean and a positive future for Ontarians. So in all that case, we're looking for
those
things.
Thank you, Dan. From the Liberals.
Thank you, Mike. This election is about where we were, where we are today, and where we are going tomorrow. In 2003, Ontarians chose change. Together with Ontarians, the Ontario Liberal government is bringing change that's working. We have gone from a $5.6 billion deficit to a $2.3 billion surplus. We have gone from conflict and chaos in our schools to peace and stability in our schools. We have gone from erratic increases in university college tuition to a regulated framework with capped tuition increases. We have gone from a minimum wage of $6.85 an hour to a minimum wage of $8 an hour, rising to $10.25 an hour by 2010. We have gone from $38.6 million in provincial support for public transit to $1.28 billion for just 2006-2007 alone. We went from being a haven for polluters and toxic pollution to having one of the toughest pollution laws in North America by passing our You Spill, You Pay environmental protection law. We now have a brand new medical school in Northern Ontario. 30 years for it, and there's never been the school even opened. We have 86,000 more students that are attending post-secondary education. 120,000 more students are receiving grants thanks to the tripling of student grants. And also, in 2003, like I said, Ontarians chose change. Together with Ontarians, the Ontario Liberal government is bringing change that's working. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Chike. And so we're going to start after hearing the blurbs from each. I think one of the things that I'd like to talk about first is, what is this election about, or what's it becoming about? I think that there's probably what we'd all like to talk about, but I think that there's a certain sort of series of things that people are looking for, and I'd like to see what you guys think that those are. It's open to the floor.
Like I said, it's about where we were in 2003, where we are today. There's been a lot of progress made. Everybody, we hear about, you know, we have wait times now. For example, we never used to actually measure wait times. Now we actually measure wait times, and if you don't measure something, you can't bring it down. And now wait times are slowly coming down. You know, we have peace and stability in our schools. We have there's a lot to look at. We have a 1.8 million acre green belt now, protected green space. I mean, I can go on and on. I think there's a lot of progress that has been made, and people need to be able to check that and look at, is this something that, have we seen progress, right?
I think that no matter how much Liberals want to paint this rosy vision of Ontario all the time, the one thing that this election is really becoming about is about Dalton McGuinty's poor leadership. I mean, we've seen that no matter how much he'll paint a rosy picture of our education system, we still have 24% more students now need ESL than needed it before, and there's been no increase of teachers. We have various problems across our school board, and Dalton keeps telling us things are going great, but they just aren't. The broken promises that he made have consequences. When he says he wouldn't raise taxes, and he brought in this regressive health tax, it actually taxes people in lower income at a higher rate. We have people making $25,000 are being taxed at 1.2%, where people making $60,000 are being taxed at 1%, and that's not right. So we have these various broken promises, and that's really what I think this election is becoming about increasingly.
I think one of the two of the other issues I think are going to come to the fore are education and environment. And going along the broken promises thing, or just the failure to deliver, the Liberals did promise to freeze tuition for 2 years, and they did that. But in substance, after those 2 years, tuition fees ended up going up quite substantially, and we're not seeing any action to be done on that. So what we'd like to see is actually a situation develop where we can roll back those tuition fees and we can get a fair deal for students coming out of university. The other thing has been the environment. I was reading my environmental politics class the 2007 Sierra Club report on Kyoto, and we actually ranked below Alberta in our progress on meeting the Kyoto goals. And the Sierra Club did have some strong words for what was going on in Alberta. So I don't think this, you know, rosy picture that the Liberals are trying to paint for you is actually indicative of what's been going on.
Yeah, well, what I would say is really, like, the true priority of this election. Now, of course, these things are all important, but, I mean, all this stuff really only amounts to academics if you don't address the true elephant in the room, or in Queen's Park, that is the fact that we have an undemocratic electoral system. What needs to happen is we need to implement an MMP system, the mixed member proportional system, so that, you know, parties like the Green Party, and to a further extent the NDP, can come and, you know, come and fairly address this on a democratic level.
Can I just go back to some
of the
broken promises?
Yep.
Because it comes up a lot. The conservatives keep talking about the Dalton McGuinty's broken promises. Just want to let people know that 90% of the promises made have been accomplished or are not broken. So despite the fact that they want to talk about the health tax as a broken promise, Dalton McGuinty has already said that he had to do it. He's going to be accountable to it. But 90% of them have not been broken. Also, tuition fees. If you want to look at the record of tuition fees for the NDP record or the Conservative record, under the Conservatives, average university arts and science tuition increased by 71%. That was their record. NDP had said they would eliminate tuition fees in 1987. 1990, they also said they would freeze tuition. We are the only government that actually went ahead and froze tuition for a period of 2 years and then went ahead and had a progressive plan in order to make sure that tuition increases don't go up and skyrocket by 71%. That's insane for a student to pay.
The Liberals keep wanting to go back and talk about the past, but this election is about their record in the past 4 years. Like, I can't believe every time they go back to Bob Rae in the 1990s, I just go, like, that's 15 years ago, and how far back is that?
We're not going back to the past. It's about this, your record versus our record, right? I mean, people are going to vote based on a record. They're going to vote based on Dalton McGuinty's record for this 4 years, and they're going to see, have we made progress? Is there something happening now that wasn't happening before? Is there positives that we can take from this? And I think there is, for sure.
Well, I think one of the things you'll notice, though, during the Rae years is there actually was a recession in Ontario, which meant government revenues went down. Right now, we're not in the middle of a recession. We're in the middle of actually an economic boom. And at this point, the Liberal government has suddenly not found the money to freeze tuition fees and roll things back. I'm wondering, like, during the boom, why you haven't found that money. The other thing that's interesting on the health tax is they had to bring in the health tax, but when it came to cutting the corporate tax, it was fine for them to do that. So I really question as to whether this is really a matter of the cupboard being bare, or if this is, we're not willing to make the cuts for working class Canadians, but we are for those who are making higher incomes and those who are corporations.
Moreover,
go ahead.
Moreover, let's not forget too that when they did bring in this health tax, their actual promise in the election was to not raise taxes, or if they needed to raise taxes, to only do so with the consent of the public of Ontario, meaning more or less a referendum. Now, they had the opportunity to hold a referendum, and if the financial situation was so bad that they needed to bring in a $2.6 billion tax, then why couldn't they make that case to the Ontario public? Why couldn't they get their consent, and why didn't they?
Currently, right now, healthcare is one of the biggest costs to the provincial government. It's already almost at 50 cents to every dollar is going towards healthcare.
Well, then why didn't they spend that $2.6 billion that they raised on healthcare instead of putting it into the provincial pot and spending it wherever they felt like?
Well, let's first be thankful that we have a surplus and not a deficit to going into the next 4 years. But I just want to say that as it stands, I mean, even if you look at around the world, healthcare costs are going up. It's not only in Canada, it's going up around the world. Our demographic is changing, and if we do not spend money and put into healthcare when we need it and start bringing wait times down, we're going to be in trouble in the next couple of years. And not only that, I just want to say that the Tory platform is to take out $3 billion from our healthcare system. Our healthcare system can't take that right now.
We're going to go to a break. We'll be back in just 1 second.